Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Plowing through the
Your prime. Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, prime.
Ah, the girls were hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they didn't talk to you then, and they don't talk to you now, so yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
All right, so. Tell us about the wine. Come on.
All right, the nose. This was kind of jangly at first. This did take a long time to integrate.
He likes that word, doesn't he? He's been saying it all day.
He's got some jangly stuff going on there.
The wine was not well integrated when we first poured it. I got the blackberry, and there was like a weird hint of toasted vanilla. The graphite's there, but it's way in the back. As it sat in the glass, it became more integrated. The citrus notes, the incense notes, that rattan, that herbal thing going on. When I came to it after the second wine, I picked up the wrong one. I got menthol from further away. This wine's got a lot of stuff stuffed into it. It's quite well made. I think it's great. It hasn't quite settled down. It needs more time in the bottle. It's only 5 years old. It's way too young to drink this wine. This wine is built for a longer aging period. I think we need to drink this 5 years from now. It'll even be better. Because this guy is making good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Maria hired a really great winemaker. So we're going to commercial and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up the discussion on the Rivanna Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 2021. We are going to be giving that one a well-deserved 4 sips. Harm, tell us about our next cab from Rivanna.
Was it my turn already? Okay, yep. So the Rivanna Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021 is 14.7% ABV. That's crazy. The appellation is St. Helena AVA or St. Helena. Napa Valley 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, fruit harvested from the Rivanna Estate Vineyard in St. Helena. The fruit is hand-picked, hand-sorted, and then whole berry fermented in micro-fermentation batches. Barrel-aged for 20 months, 80% new French oak, 20% once-filled French oak. And that's what makes the difference here. The color is the exact same as the previous one, a gorgeous opaque ruby that with clear edges. It's still young. The nose is all about cassis and black currants. It's all those black fruits that you expect from a cab. A little more tobacco, a little more
Stop hoarding the bottle. Send the bottle down, would you?
Oh, here, sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm going to pour some more. So good. This wine is also, you know, it's as good as the last one, or if not better.
Different.
But it's different.
Yeah, it's very different.
St. Helena is just a little more integrated than the first one. It's drinking better young than that first one did. And it's just gorgeous, full-bodied, fine.
This one's ready to go now, and it will age, and it's got the body and structure to live on for another decade or more. But it is the better wine today. It is beautifully integrated, very balanced, very luscious.
It's better, but it's not
luscious.
It's they're still great together. Justin, what weird things did you taste?
So this is like drinking a fine red wine in a cigar store with going full blast. The tobacco notes are on the nose. They follow through in the palate and the finish. But I think it's really good.
How is it you didn't screw up this one? I agree with him.
Hey, wait. Shut up. Leave it alone. Don't go back to him. Just leave it how
Bob,
it is.
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, Hermie.
Shut up. Okay. We actually got something insightful at him for once. Okay. Delicious. Lovely. Black currants, dark fruit, dark earth, a little bit of forest
like
floor.
Scorched earth. Yummy. Mm,
just so well done. So well balanced. Like Maury said, this one's drinking well now. The other one needs a little more time to really just link, but this one is going now. But both of them are going to go. These both are going to go for years.
This one's my jam for today.
Yeah, this one is definitely my jam for today. Like I said, when I tried that one, because we do them in order, I went, wow, I really like that first Ravana. And then I had the second one, I go, wow, I really like this one even more. So,
but they're
very different. They're different. Very different.
They're
so,
both great. They're both great different ways.
So we're going to give the Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021 a well-deserved four sips plus.
Four plus, yes.
It's a hot blonde and a hot brunette, man. Which one are you going to choose?
Both.
Well, this one's a four plus, five minus.
I'm going to take both of the bottles. So yeah.
Oh, no, he's going to have to fight us for one of them.
All right. Tell us about this one and read quick. We're running out of time.
Don Melchor is a legacy wine from Chile. First created in 1987 by the Julia Stasi family of Concha y Toro, and named for their forefather in Chilean wine. Don Melchor was created to be the singular expression of Puente Alto Vineyard in the Upper Maipo Valley. Overseen by winemaker Enrique Tirado since 1995, the seven parcels of Don Melchor are harvested independently to support over 150 micro vinifications in the cellar. Then, tasted and selected for the final composition. The second vintage of Don Melchor in 1988 was the first Chilean wine to be named Wine Spectator's Top 100 Wines of the World. Now we're going to talk about Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Punches in at 14.8% alcohol by volume. It's 93% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Cabernet Franc, and 3% Merlot, hand-harvested and fermented in stainless steel with 3x daily pump-overs. Once the fermentation was complete, the tank was hermetically sealed, and the wine spent around a week, less time than usual, macerating at temperatures between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius, which I have no idea what that is.
70 degrees, 72 degrees.
Thank you very much. To extract a smoother tannins. Once the maceration was complete, the wine from each tank was racked, tasted, and selected by Don Melchor winemaking team and put into French oak barrels to undergo malolactic fermentation and aging. Aged for 15 months in 68% new and 32% second-use French oak, Don Melchor 2021 is the 35th vintage of Don Melchor.
And also number one rated wine from Wine Spectator's Top 100.
And I think this is the fourth vintage we've had the good fortune to taste. So what does it taste like, Justin?
The color is a dark, beautiful ruby. The nose is intense and fruity. The palate is just rich and licorice jumps out in the beginning, although with air that kind of faded. And the finish was long and pleasant. Makes you want to go for another sip. What did you think, Bob?
I thought it was fantastic. Every year they just do it every year. I mean, every year I think, well, this will be, not as good as last year. No, every year it seems like they never have an off year with Don Melchor. The nose is absolutely yummy. Dark red fruit. There's a little bit of black tea in there. And on the palate, so well put together, so perfectly integrated. Black cherries, violets, licorice, a little bit of black pepper on the back palate. Just so well done. Just so well done. Like everyone from them. What do you think, Harm?
My mother opened our liquor store in 1988. That's when these guys started. We've carried Don Melchor for almost every vintage, not since 1988, because I don't think it came to America back then. From $40 to $200, there's a reason. It's phenomenal wine. It's never been bad.
No.
I've not had a bad vintage this
It's
ever.
Never been not great.
Yeah.
Forget bad.
This wine needs to be in your collection. Buy some. Just, it's fantastic.
Maury?
Yeah, no, I agree. We've had this a number of times on the show. It's a delicious wine. It's beautifully made. It's really attention, meticulous attention to detail. It's delicious. The beautiful part about it is you can really open it, let it aerate, and enjoy it today. It will age for another decade or more.
It'll age for 20 to 30 years, dude. This right. is phenomenal.
But I'm telling you that this, I like them young, and this is one you can, you don't have to sell her. You don't have to sell her.
Don't say those things anymore, Mark. Mm-hmm.
To yep. enjoy it. You can enjoy it right today out of the bottle. Just give it some time, some air, and some patience. It's definitely opened up with time and air in the bottle, in the glass, excuse me. I think it's fantastic. It's the best thing we've had today. So thank you for bringing it to the show, Bob.
It's one of the best wines I've had since in 2025. Well,
really. A couple of years ago, Maury and I had the good fortune to go to a dinner with Don Melchor down in Miami and got to meet the winemaker, and they had 7 or 8 different vintages.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Library nights.
Yeah, they had one going back about, I want to say 15, 16 years. Yeah,
and just get better.
Oh my God, they were just every one of them. It just, like, how do you do this every year? So delicious. But we're going to give. They, it's like we're giving it. They earned
more than we did.
We're going to give Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 5+ sips. So good every year.
Fruit, leather, flowers, it's all there.
Yeah, it's everything you want. Everything you want in a bottle. Well, this is all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great day in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, I never mean it when I say thank you, except today.
Nah, you still don't mean it.
I still don't mean it, but whatever. The wine was good.
Yeah, the wine was good.
The wine was great.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 1-10 hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
You're listening to CJ.